When Obama won Wisconsin, he did it with the help of several traditional Democratic strongholds, blue-collar voters and voters from low-income families among them. These were groups who had until then been widely viewed as Clinton supporters. And since Wisconsin's primary, they've helped Clinton defeat Obama in states like Pennsylvania. Mordecai Lee is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
We're essentially talking about similar states, manufacture economies, Rust Belt economies, ethnic white voters. The two candidates are fighting over this one demographic cluster, and she's doing better than he is, except in Wisconsin.
Lee says it's tough to pin down one reason. He says Obama's momentum was cresting around the time of Wisconsin's primary, and the state's open primary may have helped too. UW-Madison political science professor and polling expert Charles Franklin thinks a variety of factors made Pennsylvania more Clinton-friendly. The population is older, relatively low in education, with a strong Catholic presence. But Franklin says a state's culture and history also shape the views of its voters.
We've emphasized the demographics because that's one of the clear markers of voting, but it's also attitudes and how do we think of ourselves. I think that's probably where Wisconsin's more different than other states, and other states are unique in their own way.
Franklin says money may have also been a factor in Wisconsin, where Obama outspent Clinton 5-1 on television ads. But he says money isn't everything. Obama also outspent Clinton in Pennsylvania, where she beat him convincingly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.